MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. An Otero County jury has convicted an El Paso man in the death of Roger Wiley, son of Cloudcroft's newly elected mayor, Gerald Dusty Wiley, and Vicky Wiley. Jeffrey St. Louis, 29, was found guilty on December 5th of felony murder, homicide by vehicle, aggravated fleeing of a law enforcement officer, reckless driving, and no driver's license following a five-day trial. The fatal incident occurred on November 8th of 2023 when St. Louis fled from a U.S. Border Patrol checkpoint on U.S. Highway 54 and led officers on a high-speed chase, reaching speeds of over 120 miles per hour. And the Lincoln National Forest plans to burn 185 acres this weekend. From December 11th through the 16th, forest officials will set a control burn through the 16 Springs area along Car Gap Forest Road 607. The area will be closed to the public throughout the burn for safety. Residents who live in nearby 16 Springs, Wet Burnt, or Mayhill may experience smoke. This is one of several prescribed burns this season throughout New Mexico as an effort to make forests safer from uncontrolled wildfires. New Mexico's Outdoor Equity Fund program will open its final fiscal year 2026 application window January 1st through the 31st, with $1.9 million in grants available. Since 2020, New Mexico's Outdoor Recreation Division has gotten more than 106,000 young people from 23 different counties outdoors for education and career training through OEF grants. The program is the first state-funded initiative in the nation focused on youth outdoor access, and interest in the program has surged since 2024, with the number of applicants jumping 46% and grant requests totaling about $4.9 million, more than double the available funding. Due to the competitive nature of the grants, applicants are required to register for an informational webinar to ensure the highest quality proposals. The webinars will take place 3 to 4 p.m. on December 17th and 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. on January 6th. Visit nmoutside.com to register and find more information on the grant program. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.